Every once in a while, a politician will quit early, but there seems to be a trend occurring in northern BC. Recently, three councillors in McBride resigned. In Port Clements, the mayor and two councillors recently decided to step down. And in Burns Lake, the mayor there also resigned in September. To help us understand why, we're joined this morning by Jerry Berry. He teaches at Capilano University's School of Public Administration and has more than two decades' experience as a city manager. And Jerry Berry joins us on the line from Nanaimo this morning. Hello.
Good morning, Carolina.
First of all, how often do resignations like this typically happen?
Well, I've been in local government since the early 80s, going on 35 years. It hasn't been a normal practice. In fact, I don't think I've seen it until this term with any frequency.
Hmm.
So it is a disturbing trend.
Now, in 2014, BC switched municipal terms to 4 years instead of three. Do you think that might have something to do with this?
Absolutely. I think that in my philosophy, once you've decided to run and be elected to serve the community, you have an obligation to serve out your term. And many council members I know would respect that. So the fact that they've stepped down is obviously a telling issue.
And what does it tell you?
Well, I don't know the specifics in these cases. I'm more proximal to the Lanceville case that started at the start of this term, where half of the council, more than a majority, stepped down very early in the term. I think there are a whole variety of reasons, starting probably with a failure to understand what the job entails, in my opinion. There's a vast requirement on people's time, and I think that that's one of the major issues.
Can you describe that a little bit more? When you talk about a vast amount of time, how much are we talking about?
We're talking about full time, regardless of whether meeting schedules or board requirements are full time, because especially in small communities, you're under scrutiny 24/7, really.
Yeah, and typically in a small town particularly, you aren't working full-time. Sometimes you're not even working part-time. You're working for a stipend. So how reasonable is that expectation?
No, thank you for mentioning that. When I say part-time or full-time, we're not talking about in terms of pay. We're talking about in terms of commitment. Many of these jobs, you know, have to be considered to be essentially volunteer jobs. And they're very demanding. They're demanding in terms of time. They're demanding they're demanding in terms of expectations, and they're increasingly very complex.
How are they becoming more complex?
Well, the world is more complex. I would say that small communities, in my experience, and I work all over Western Canada, have all the same kind of complexities and difficulties that the larger communities have, without the resource base or the ability to specialize. So extremely complex, and a lot of chickens are coming home to roost. I might argue that North American communities haven't really paid their way since World War II in terms of keeping up with infrastructure demands and expectations, and they're doing a whole gamut of services that they weren't designed to do, nor is the property tax system designed to pay for, in terms of soft services. So it's very complex.
It's almost like councillors and mayors are set up to fail in this system.
I hesitate. We have very many dedicated and excellent politicians. So I wouldn't say that councillors and mayors are set up to fail. I would say that the system is set up to fail, absolutely.
So what is the aftermath in some of these smaller communities where mayors and councillors are stepping down? How does that affect municipal business?
Well, it has to be very disruptive. Even where council members, where we don't have people stepping down, one of the first challenges that people elected have to deal with in a local government setting, and we don't teach civics in our schools, and there's a lack of understanding about this, is that you immediately shift to a system of shared and collective decision-making, which is not really normal in our society. We're not set up to deal with that. So many council members deal with that as a shock straight off. Even mayors in our system have only one vote, same as any council member. So where you lose council members, you lose diversity from the community. You obviously lose those values that they're representing. And it makes it that much harder in terms to carry on. And then, of course, losing people at this point in the term means that there's going to be another election.
So yeah, the by-election.
Obviously, there's a lot of uncertainty that basically will bring make it difficult to carry on with business without the new people coming in.
And, of course, there's a cost as well to running the by-election. So lots of complexities upon complexities. I have one final question for you. For those residents who currently don't have a full council or even a mayor right now, and there are three different examples of this in northern BC, what would you tell them?
Well, I would tell people across BC, I'd tell them the same thing. We need an informed, engaged public for the system to work, and they should pay attention and find out the issues, and they should exercise their democratic rights. We need people to be involved for the system to work.
And what should compel people to go into civic life, given the fact that you are going to be working full-time hours, potentially for no pay?
One would hope. It's interesting. These trends are covered in the book Bowling Alone and other books where we talk about civic disengagement. At the end, self-interest. If you think the system is going to look after you, then you need to contribute to it and to put in. And I think the expectation that the government will look out for you while you're not participating is fallacious, and we need to return back to the future, really, and where people were more engaged, more involved, and more interested.
Back to the future. That sounds like an interesting approach to take. Jerry Berry, I appreciate your thoughts today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate talking to you.
Jerry Berry teaches at Capilano University School of Public Administration, also has 22 years serving as the city manager for Nanaimo. So what do you think? How has some of the resignations in McBride and in Burns Lake and Port Clements, how has it upset civic affairs? And do you think there should be more support for small town politicians, perhaps more pay? And what do you think about civic disengagement? You can let us know your thoughts on all of these elements. Email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca or call us up on the listener line 1-866-340-1932.